Start your engines for the Chattanooga Grand Prix. On Friday and Saturday, teams from elementary, middle, and high schools in the Chattanooga area will compete in electric race cars that they have designed and built. This year's Grand Prix takes place at a new location, The Bend, on Riverfront Parkway. Elizabeth Hammett is Director of Environmental Stewardship and Community at EPB, and Dawn Jelsett of Green Spaces is coordinator of this year's Grand Prix. Elizabeth, Dawn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Tell us more about how Grand Prix began.
Green Spaces, in 2016, we held a Green School Summit, and Huntsville Public Schools was our keynote speaker. They really were there to talk about facility management, but they wrapped up their presentation with this really awesome video of kids driving electric race cars. And we're like, oh my goodness, what is this program? And so we talked to them after their presentation, and they connected us up with Green Power USA. And so this is a nationwide and actually an international program where students design, build, and ultimately race electric power race cars. We started our program in 2017, so we're 3 years old now.
And you collaborate with schools in this area?
Yeah, we are up to almost 40 schools now in Hamilton County. So in that three-year period, we started off just with 7 schools the first year just to test it out, see if it was going to fit well with the curriculum, see if teachers liked it, see if the students enjoyed it, and they obviously did.
And let's talk about how they participate in this event.
So at the start of the school year, we partner with each school. Each school has an advisor that helps us to lead the program. And so they recruit kids that are excited to participate. Some of them use in-school time during their project-based learning periods. Other schools have after-school clubs. And so clubs can range in size of 8 kids all the way up. We have one school that they have about 40 kids working on the program. And so not everybody can work on the car at one time. It is a full-size car. So the elementary size car is about 6 foot long. And then the middle and high school car is about 8 foot long. And so people have different positions, just like we do at our offices. People are project managers. Some people are parts coordinators. Other people are engineers. Another person's logistics. Another person might be marketing and PR. So they're taking pictures of everybody and writing stories about their build process. But really, they get a box full of parts and design instructions, and they have to meet technical requirements. And they go at it. They start to build away over the school year, and then leading up to our big race days here in Hamilton County.
And Elizabeth, talk to us about EPB's role in all this.
EPB, our mission is to increase the quality of life for the people we serve. And two of the arenas in which we really feel passionate about doing that is public education. Education is one of our focus areas. And then also being good environmental stewards. And so this program was really just such a perfect combination of two of our focus areas. And we just love being part of something that gets kids being creative, gets them thinking about STEM, and also about electricity and really thinking about where it comes from. Another great thing about EVs, especially in our area, is that the electricity that all of us use is 60% carbon free. So when we're talking about EVs in our area, not only are we talking about being tailpipe emission free, we also have pretty darn clean energy to be working with. And so it's wonderful that students are thinking about EVs and that we're doing more to get the word out about how EVs are a great choice.
What are some of the designs that have really stood out over the past few years of Grand Prix?
Oh my goodness. So there's this one kind of signature picture that I use of Harrison Elementary. So most of them look like regular cars. They showed up at race day and they had a giant, like, tiger head on the front of it that they had made. And I was just like, oh my gosh, they're here to win it. And it was an all-girls team. We really are excited. We have about 40% females on the teams, but that one in particular was all girls at Harrison Elementary. Other ones they really go into the detail of trying to make it look like a race car. And so Sequoia High was one of my favorite schools. You don't hear a lot about what they're doing out there, but they actually use the entire school to work on this car. And so they have a design department that created the graphics that went on the outside. They have a kind of like a welding mechatronics part that worked on the car. And so they really incorporated every single class into working on the car. And it looks awesome.
With Grand Prix being around for a few years now, you've had some of these students go on to other things.
Yeah.
Some stories to share there?
Yeah, so one of our, I think this is our second year, CGLA is another one of our schools, and one of the girls that was on the team said, I didn't really know where I wanted to go after high school. I was really contemplating what career path I wanted to go into, and she said, I want to become a mechanical engineer. And so she went off to school and is now trying to become a mechanical engineer. And so this program really is opening up opportunities. We have guest speakers come in to the different classrooms, talk about engineering, the different forms of engineering, where you could possibly go after graduating high school through this program.
And what else are people going to see at the event?
So lots of cars racing. Like I said, this is an international program. Here in the Southeast, we're a giant hub. Huntsville is the kind of main lead of the program in the United States. So we'll have teams from Florida, Georgia, Alabama coming to our race days on March 13 and 14. On March 13 is elementary schools. Their competition's a little bit different. They actually participate in three different competitions. There's a drag course, there's a slalom course, and then there's a circuit course. And so they have to line up and make their way through these different courses. They have to give presentations as well. So it's not just about how well you do on the course, but also how you're able to articulate what you've learned over the school year, some challenges that maybe you've encountered, and then some innovative design elements that you've added to your car. And then on March 14 is our middle and high school races. So these are endurance races. They're 90 minutes long. They have to use one set of batteries the entire race. And so it really comes down to aerodynamics, driver techniques. They have to do driver changeouts. So you'll see them going into the pits, making some adjustments to their car, get it out back out in the course, really trying to see how many laps you can complete in that 90 minutes.
A lot of laps, right, Elizabeth?
Yes, quite a few laps.
Yeah. First year we did this, I was like, man, 90 minutes, that's going to be a long time watching these cars race. But really, it's action-packed. We have a really unique course that we're using this year. We're going to be at the Bend, which is the former Alstom site down on Riverfront Parkway. There's actually a giant solar array right in the middle of the course. And so some of the courses that are in Huntsville or in LaGrange, Georgia, which is another hub, they're mile-long courses, so you don't really see them very much as a spectator, but this is a prime spot for spectators. We're going to have 10 to 15 cars on the course at one time. And so you're going to see people passing each other. You're going to see them making moves, trying to cut lines. And so it's really interactive.
And where can people go online for more information?
So they can go to greenspaceschattanooga.org/Chattanooga-GreenPrix, or you can go on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook.
Maybe one last thing to add is that there are lots of ways to be engaged with this event, including volunteering opportunities. So for anybody that really wants to get their hands dirty in this event, there are plenty of opportunities. And I guess just go to that website or check out the event on Facebook for more information there.
Get your hands dirty, but in a clean way.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Dawn, Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thank you.